As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, 96.5 The Fan, third hour, Jay Binkley, Jacob Mustard, producing the operation. It's right. Make sure you go out to the Royals Roundtable. You got Byrne, you got Massey, you got Isbell. It's on that Friday. They don't schedule games on that day. Talk some Major League Baseball. Talk about the Kansas City Royals. Get people excited about it once again. Going out to the K on a nice summer day. Going out, watching some baseball. Shorter version of baseball now with the pitch clock. I don't know. I guess it makes watching on TV better. Never really heard people complain about it going to the game because they didn't mind, you know, having that extra beer, sitting around, or if they drove up here from Wichita or down from Lincoln or Des Moines or Omaha and seeing the Kansas City Royals play. But we're going to get baseball again. I don't know if people are as glued into the games with the Royals. I wonder if they get away with the same things during football season. I know that during football season it's tough because – pretty much every wedding or any big thing anybody's got planned, there's usually a good game on, especially for the weekend. The NFL and Sundays are out of the question. And then Saturdays, really, to be honest with you, the quality of football games you get, especially primetime, watching games, even that 2 o'clock slate. Hell, the 11 o'clock slate was awesome this year in college football. It's tough, man. Maybe this is the time of year. And, hey, you get things cleared out until the draft, and you're locked in on that. You know, what are you doing? What do you do? Are you making up for lost time nowadays? Do you make up for it?
You make up some disc golf.
You watch the disc golf. You play that all year?
Yeah.
I love you do that,
you know,
by the way. I love you do that.
Out in college, I mean, we were playing with snow on the ground, you know, and then the vice versa here. And when we were all back in KC, we're playing in 100-degree weather. We play in all conditions.
So I think it's cool. You were watching some disc golf tournament before we started. This is actually a lot of fun for people to go do, right? I mean, it didn't cost – does it cost anything at all to play?
No, that's the best part is there's no greens fees. There's one private course in KC that, like, you have to pay a membership for, and even then it's one where if you don't want to pay it, don't go to it.
Is that up north?
What did you say?
Is that up north?
Yeah, it's kind of over by, like, Aldi's and off of North Oak Traffic Way, and then it's...
But if you just go play at a place, you got to wait for that group to go? Or, I mean, there's those sets, tee times, you just jump in and play, or what? How's that work?
You just jump in, man. It's very casual, very relaxed. I mean, everybody, like, there's the common decency. If I'm playing with four people and somebody comes up by himself and he's catching us, we let him play through because it's like he's playing faster than us. You know, the holes are short enough. You're not waiting 30 minutes for somebody to finish a singular hole. And it's, like you said, it's cheap. There's no greens fees. The plastic is very inexpensive. You're talking $15 a disc instead of $200 a club.
Can you bring brew out on the course like golf?
Yeah, you can play two different. You got
you got a beer golf cart, though.
Style,
you need a beer
in
cart.
Woods. And,
but you need a beer cart.
Yeah, yeah. People... They do make bags that have a
cooler in them.
Like they make special disc golf bags, and one of them has like a built-in cooler to it. So,
see, I think this is interesting. It is. We were talking about it on the day shift one time, me and Henry and Ryan, and somebody sent some disc in. It's like one of those companies. I mean, it's not just you have to throw in a frisbee. I mean, there's designed frisbees for your drive, your putt. It's like what a heavier frisbee you throw.
Yeah,
like it's for a like chipping, basically. I mean, there's what you'd use a 7-iron for, or whatever, different frisbees for different weights.
Yeah, instead of changing your club, you change your disc of what shot you want. And I mean, you can get me talking about disc golf all day. It's
I think it's cool.
As dumb as, hey, let's just go throw frisbees in the woods, or you can get into a science behind them. Shoot. One of the main companies, Innova, signed a sponsorship deal with Bill Nye the Science Guy, if you remember him.
I think it's cool because it's free. I've told you before, I think that Mark Zuckerberg is always doing the CBS. He did the college football stuff with him. He's doing a lot of the March Madness stuff. I think he's a big disc golf player.
Shoot, they got George Kittle out there, too.
He's out there playing
and
out
Magnus
too?
Carlsen. They did a chess.com last year.
I know the chess is becoming big, too, because Justin Reed was in that. It, Drew Tranquil won it 2 years ago. Justin Reed won it this past year, but it was Reed versus Kyler Murray in the chess championship.
It's cool. It's cool to see. And, I mean, it was a growing sport. It's plateaued. I mean, you know, there was huge money in disc golf for a while. I mean, I can still say, like, Paul McBeth signed a 10-year, $10 million contract, if that's, you know, crazy enough.
That sounds pretty good for throwing a disc.
Yeah, it's crazy.
How expensive are your discs and stuff? Is it expensive?
No. I mean, a singular disc, you're talking about anywhere from $10 to $15, $25 on the high end. And
that's not bad at all. And those things last long like for me, a time.
What'd you say?
Those things last forever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, unless you... The only time you really lose a disc and have to replace it is if you throw it in water or you leave it behind.
Yeah. Definitely don't hit the water with it. But do you find that there's a lot of places to play in the city?
Kansas City is like, I mean, I'm biased, so I call it a top three city to play.
Really?
But it legitimately is one of the best cities. If you're in, I mean, the Kansas side as well, there's a ton of courses.
18 holes. Side,
there's a lot.
You flip on nine. Is there not 18 hole courses or just
nine? Yeah, 18. All eight.
Really?
There's nine hole courses like at Shawnee Mission out here in Kansas. There's a they have a little nine hole like kind of putter course where you can warm up or have kids come play, and then they have their main hole, the main 18 hole course.
That's cool, man. It's always cool finding hobbies and what you want to go do, but the disc golf definitely sounds fun, and it's one of those things that it's free, and you got to like free. And I think it's cool because you did it in college and everywhere else. You're on Northwest Missouri State disc team, so hey.
Yeah, my buddy John.
Get
Jonathan
out,
Reinhardt.
You're out fishing or hunting or whatever you're doing. I mean, you got to have hobbies during the off season, right?
Yeah, my buddy Jonathan Reinhardt. He's running the club now. We actually got a nationals bid last year, and they're looking to get another one this year. He took over the presidency for me, and you know. The club's growing staying alive after I'm gone, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah, whether it's pickleball, whether it's whatever that anybody else wants to do. As far as the NFL and offseason rankings, I was a little bit surprised seeing this. CBS Sports had it out there. And when you think about it, I think you're right, because there's very few people that will believe in the Chiefs, but it does exist. He had the Chiefs as the best offense in the AFC. Bringing in Jalen Moore, Christian Fulton, Elijah Mitchell. They did lose Wharton and Reed and Hopkins, big deal. Uche, big deal. Really big, no big deal. And then Tooney, which that's a big deal. But went out and re-signed Trey Smith. He's tagged. You got Nick Bolton. We'll have to wait and see what they're going to do with Trey Smith in the future, but at least tagged at this point. But a lot of the top free agents, top 100 free agents, Kansas City Chiefs nabbed. They went out and got, I mean, there was a terrible free agent class, to be honest with you. It wasn't that great. But they went and grabbed everybody. Hollywood Brown was a top 100 guy. All these guys, they came back here. And there is a big national media push. I saw someone earlier text me. They're tired of all the hate the Chiefs get. That's the way it was. It's tough. It was tough watching. It was tough watching NFL Network or ESPN or you name it, watching NFL coverage after the Super Bowl, because everybody's chanced to trash the Chiefs. They all wanted to do it. They all wanted to do it. They watch the Super Bowl. They love the Chiefs are getting rolled, even though rooting for Philly. A lot of fans. I wonder if you feel dirty now, because you're going to get tired of hearing about Philly, because Philly's going to have you talking about them because they love to talk. And with Philly winning it, they're going to talk. But you know everybody in the NFC, everybody else going against everybody but the Chiefs. Yeah, be careful what you wish for. You know, Philadelphia is not exactly a wildly popular team as it is anyway. And yet people pick them over the Chiefs. Yes, be careful what you wish for. But it gives the Chiefs that motivation going forward. I'm with you on that. There's a whole bunch of places I'd flat out say no to if doing interviews with. Sure, you got to do your standard ones, and the quarterback's got to do his interviews, and you name it, it's got to do them each and every week. But there's a lot of stuff I wouldn't even do with the national media if you're the Kansas City Chiefs, because they crapped on you, man. I'd keep receipts, man. I'd keep receipts. Who was talking junk on me? Who would say we're done? Who was making fun of us? Who wasn't? I'd find out, because guess what? Eventually, they're all going to want you. They're all going to want you to talk to them. they're all going to need you. And we got Big T in Shawnee calling in. We'll get to him in just a second. But the bottom line is, the Buffalo Bills, yeah, they brought in people, and Joey Bosa goes there. Well, if they can stay healthy, that's great. But you do lose Von Miller. I mean, that was, I mean, he had his decent games with the Bills against the Chiefs. They brought in Josh Palmer, Joey Bosa. Not a ton. There wasn't a ton, but Buffalo, you know, they relied on their quarterback a lot, like the Kansas City Chiefs did as well. I don't know, man. AFC, I love what the Bengals did by bringing Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, but they already had them. They didn't even make the playoffs last year. And defensively, Trey Hendrickson has more sacks than anybody the last 2 years in the NFL. He's not happy. He's been okay to go seek a trade. I doubt it gets to happen. He'll probably end up back in Cincinnati, but how happy is he? He won out a couple years ago even. That defense was terrible last year. Still got to worry about blocking for Burrow. It's not as easy as people think it is. Big T and Shawnee. What's up, Big T?
Hey, Bink. Thanks for taking my call, man. Good to hear your voice. The other night you had a show on, and that was some kick-ass football talk there, man. My man. Just want to let you know that.
Oh,
that
with was, McMullen?
Yeah, that was enjoyable listening,
thank you,
man. If anybody missed that show, you missed out. That was some good stuff. That guy knew a lot. I appreciate the info you're giving out there.
Oh, he'll be back. We're going to be loaded up in April. A lot of draft specials, and yeah, we'll have Matt back in.
Heck yeah, I'm looking forward to it, Bink. You do an excellent job. You guys do a good job on that. So, Bink, you're talking some football. I'm with you. The Bengals, where are they going to be? They gave both those receivers. They're going to be able to sign that defensive guy? And is Burrow going to be able to stay healthy? I don't like the direction they're going. I think that's going to come back to haunt them. I would have traded T. Higg, but I get it. He's a good playmaker for them, and they're just trying to keep rolling. But I don't know if they could ever stay healthy. So, Bink, I got a question for you. So we got Duffy coming up here, Karlaftis, and then Leo Chenal. Are we going to be able to sign all three of those guys, or maybe at least two out of three of them? I don't want to lose Leo. I think he's going to be a stud superstar, Bink, in the making there.
He is. Then they need him. I mean, he does a lot of different roles with his team. He's better at pass rush than they give him credit for. A great pass rush grade when he's at Wisconsin, but that's not his duty. He's an off-ball linebacker, middle. He doesn't necessarily go to the quarterback, although he can when asked, and he can be in there. McDuffie, to me, is very important because it's just his role in shutting down other receivers. Karlaftis, you would like to think so because you need edges, and he's a guy that's proven to get to the quarterback. I mean, that's a guy that I think just keeps getting better and better each and every year. But it's a pipe dream to keep everybody. You just can't. I mean, the Bengals, you know, they're paying a small amount of guys a lot of money. And the way the Colts did it, and the way they, you know, they paid just a handful of guys the money, Manning and Wayne and Harrison, but then they didn't do a lot else. They'd let people kind of go, and they'd replace them, and they'd mix and match. And I never forget, they let Edgerrin James go, and they went out and drafted Joseph Addai, and then they went out and win the Super Bowl that year. You can't pay everybody. You get sentimentally attached to certain players, but it's okay to change. I mean, Tyreek Hill was awesome for this team. He was great, but they won two Super Bowls without him. You know what I mean? So you think somebody, you're really going to miss him, but maybe you don't because that wall hits you fast. There was a bunch of people didn't want to see L'Jarius Sneed go. Well, he's on the back of the belt curtain right now.
Yeah, look what happened. His knee doesn't look like he's healthy. Bank, so today the Royals had some split a couple games, and Cole Reagan's got lit up, man. I know it's just spring, but hopefully that goes away, man. I don't want to see lines like that anymore. I know it's just spring. You know, they're working on everything, but I like the way the Royals are going. I like the direction. I'm hammering the over, Bink. I don't know about you, but I think they're going to win this division. And I can't wait for opening day. And as always, let's go Royals.
Let's go Royals, Big T. Yeah, the one thing is, a lot of times, Zach Greinke used to do this a lot. He'd work on a certain pitch or whatever, and he didn't care if he rocked him or whatever. It was about working on certain things. I love the potential of this offense this year for the Royals. The rest of the division is still going to be good. Don't think Cleveland's going anywhere. Definitely don't think Detroit is. That team's just getting better.
It's a tough division.
I mean, they went 12-1 against the White Sox last year. Do you think they're going to go 12-1 against the White Sox this year? I don't. The White Sox aren't going to be a great team, but they're going to be better than that crap they were last year. That was historically bad. I mean, that was a booty call every time you played them. They were that bad.
It was like the Pistons from last year or 2 years ago now when they tied the longest losing streak in NBA history.
Now, they lost 120. 120 games last year. I doubt they do it this year. That'd be pretty impressive if they did.
That's a lot of L's.
It is a ton of L's. But yeah, I'd be, that's the one thing. Everybody wants to bring that guy back. I remember, you know, with Priest Holmes, everybody's like, I'll pay Priest the money, pay Priest the money. Chiefs ended up doing it. But you know what? They drafted a guy named Larry Johnson. And Larry was better than Priest at the end. He just was. I mean, it's okay. I mean, he drafted him in the first round. It was time to let go. Being time to let go in the NFL is okay. It's better for your team. Yeah, you get attached to players, but guess what? Young and up and hungry players come all the time. And that's okay. Like, it's okay to step back sometimes and replace, as long as you got your core, as long as you got your Mahomes, as long as you have your Chris Jones, as long as you have Trent McDuffie, as long as you have your core of guys you can, you know, kind of place around them. It's like the Colts I mentioned. They'd pay a handful of guys. The rest of them, we don't care about it. Look at the Patriots. They kept winning those Super Bowls with guys like Troy Brown at wide receiver, who ended up playing cornerback for him, but let him in that first Super Bowl in receptions, and he goes and plays a little defense after that. Deion Branch.
Malcolm Mitchell.
They're winning Super Bowls with guys like that. They had Randy Moss. They didn't win with Randy Moss. They won a lot of games. They went undefeated that one year and then lost to Eli Manning.
That was a sad day.
So, you know, going out there is and always paying those guys the big money. I mean, it sounds great, but it's not always the end-all be-all. It's not. But, yes, they're not. I doubt they're able to get with Karloftis and McDuffie. That's the problem with drafting well. The problem with drafting well, when you start drafting guys that would go a lot higher in the draft if you drafted them, that's why if you draft like a Nick Skorton or somebody like that and he becomes a dominant edge rusher, then that's okay. Then all of a sudden, do you have to pay George Karloftis the big money? Do you have to do that? You draft players to replace. That's why Justin Reed's gone. Because they drafted Jaden Hicks to take that place.
You got to draft well. You got to know when to move on. And then you got to try and capitalize with some trade value so you can repeat the cycle.
Oh, one more question on your disc golf. What's the wind done to it? Because it's been very, very windy.
It is crazy. I mean, Maryville was a wind tunnel, so we experienced a lot of wind up there.
Have you ever seen the wind like we're getting now? I mean, there's like wind everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, days like today, I'm not playing. I'm not going out. I mean, we'll play in anything up to, of course, if you play tournaments, when the day is scheduled, I've played a tournament where it was a base of 30-mile-an-hour winds. That's one where you're just hoping you throw in the right area. You got discs that'll fight wind. There's some, they call it overstable. There's some plastic that's really overstable. And
hey, there's some guys that are good
direction.
At that, man. Tom Watson was good in the British Open because it wasn't perfect conditions, you know?
No, you got to play
them. Some guys are good
though.
At that. Yeah, I know
you
some guys are good
them.
At that.
Everybody deals with it the same.
I'm just curious because it has been really windy. I'm curious how that affects some other people.
It makes everything, we use the term flippy. So if you're a right-hand backhand, which is most of the people, if you throw a disc, it naturally wants to hyzer out left. The wind will make it go right. It does crazy things, especially if it's swirling.
Coming up next, I got a great text. It says, how stupid are the blank? I'll tell you which team they were talking about there because they do want to kind of talk about that. Fill you in on some more scores in the NCAA tournament. But I also want to know, 913-586-7965, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. What are you doing to occupy the time? What are you doing to kind of kill the time away on weekends now that you got weekends? Because it is weird, I'll be honest with you, waking up a Saturday or Sunday and not having NFL. I save Sunday afternoon for NASCAR, so I do that. And I watch a lot of PGA, especially when it hits Saturday. But I'm not locked into it like college football games where I'm not going to miss it. I could stand to miss an hour here and there of the golf. But the NASCAR, I typically don't like to miss any of it because I enjoy it. But what do? You out playing pickleball. You decide to pick up a tennis racket. You're going out and playing disc golf like my man Jacob here. And what are you doing? I think what you're doing is great because it's free. that's
100%.
It's one of the best things. You can, that's why I say it like the NFL draft. It's free. People to go. What are you doing? 913-586-7965. I'll tell you who the text line gives me a great question on who's stupid. I'll fill that in next.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back, 96.5 The Fan, NCAA tournament rolling along. Jay Binkley along with Jacob Mustard producing the operation. His name's Mustard, but he doesn't like mustard.
That is true.
Arizona now up 64-46 on Akron. New Mexico up 6 on Marquette, 67-61. Florida has put away Norfolk State, 95-69. Kentucky ended up beating Troy, 76-57. Oklahoma, UConn, Xavier, Illinois. The game's up next. From the text line, another person likes to go down and play some disc golf. So they plays Rosedale. Wind was crazy, but it was nice out. Again, you were telling me like 80 people are waiting to tee off on a good Saturday or something like that. See, disc golf, there used to be like a few parks had this, you know, like the holes and stuff, but they didn't really take care of them. It's nice to see that places are stepping up and doing it now because it's great. People are looking for something to do. You're paying all this money for youth sports and everything else with your kids and all that. It's nice to have something that didn't cost a lot of money.
Yeah, you got the pros coming here to Stockdale Park in Liberty. Rosedale's a great area as well. Smithville, the lake, has three courses up there.
Smithville
does. Oak Park has a nine-hole.
It's high school.
Yeah, Oak Park High School has a nine-hole course. They're starting to develop some.
Smithville really has three. I know they have two golf courses up there, the Outlaw and the Posse.
Yeah, they have Blackthorn, Woodhinge, and Paradise Point up there. There's three. We play Blackthorn and Woodhinge for tournaments. The other course is kind of lower tier than those, so if you go out there, play those two. That's a fun track.
Do they maintain them? Mow them and like that? I mean, not that it matters.
It's city regulated. You got La Bonite. The city doesn't take the best care of that, but then, you know, out here you got Heritage, and then they actually made a course, Blackthorn. Waterworks. I just saw a text about that. Waterworks is probably the staple course in Kansas City. They reworked it. They added giant tee pads, new basket locations. Everybody was kind of up in arms it because it was an old course, but kind of historic, but the tee pads were getting weathered down. It was sliding down. Like a tee pad had moved a full foot down the hill because, you know, the weather and the slopes down there. So they reworked it. It's a great change. Go out and play if you haven't.
You ever play pickleball?
Yeah, in college we played some.
That's becoming a thing where you go to different bars and restaurants. They get the courts now. I mean, I'm shocked at some of these bars and stuff that never had it before, and they have them now. It's like, not a big pickleball player. What's the major difference between that and going out and playing tennis? Do people just not play tennis anymore?
I think it's smaller courts, you know, easier to do because tennis is, at least that was my experience. It was easier to, like, you're not running as far, as lazy as that sounds, but not everybody's like a professional athlete or it's still in shape. So pickleball is kind of like one where you can get out and still have that tennis aspect, kind of like
you get a beer belly,
smaller courts.
Beer belly and have fun.
Very true.
It's like bowling. Sports you
great
can
example.
Play, drink beer, and have fun with. Do you throw darts?
I don't, but my dad does.
I know that's a lot of fun. You know, finding a good bar to play darts. I like the bar shuffleboard too. You know, that big long table when you're throwing down those discs. I think that's kind of fun.
Ring toss.
You don't find those very often.
Throwing the bean bags, all those good bar games.
I think it'd be fun just having a bar and have it loaded with board games.
That's what a place called Number 9 or Saloon 9 was trying to do. They had like the big Jenga and they had everything, but they shut down a little bit ago.
Really? Yeah, racquetball I always thought was kind of fun. It's kind of hard to find places, though. Fitness centers or whatever would have them, but it was real popular in the 70s and 80s and stuff like that. It's fun, though. It was a great sport. Great sport. Enjoyed playing that for sure. As far as hobbies, what other hobbies do people have? Because I am curious what you're going out and doing right now. What are you doing to pass the time on these great weekends we've had, this great weather? What's this weekend going to be nice, too? I think it's going to be nice, too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I got plans tomorrow to go out, play some disc golf. I mean, the weather's looking great the next 2 days. Yeah, shocker.
What's tomorrow? 68, almost 70. No rain, really.
Nope, we're starting to get into the really good weather for now. And then, like you said, it's been kind of crazy windy. We have a lull in it this weekend.
Sunday, 63, 67, 71, 68, 75. Yeah, that's pretty good. I'm not one of these people who say, hey, winter's over. You're not going to have it because you might sneak a snowstorm in, but it's going to go away real quickly. Because I've seen Royals games have snow in May. It was the Tampa Bay Rays and the Royals, and it got snowed out. I remember when Ohtani was making his debut in Kansas City a couple years ago, and it was 24 degrees, and they called it off because of the cold.
Midwest is crazy weather. I mean, we had, what, a tornado, lightning storm, hail, and a snow in the and 70 degrees in the span of this last week.
Yeah, we have some things that will change. Yeah, by the way, here's a text for you, Jacob, from the 913. Wyandotte County Park has a great course that not many people play.
Yeah, it's called, or people call it Waco. It's a really good course. I've been out there a couple times. It's just... it's on the further side away from Kansas City if you're talking about the metro area. But even then, I mean, Kansas City, you drive, if you're willing to drive 45 minutes, there's another one out in Bonner Springs called Cedar Ridge. That's another hidden gem.
I'd have listeners
in
Bonner.
My best disc golf out there.
Here's one for the 816. There's still a course underneath the water slides at Oceans of Fun. Is there still one there?
I never heard about that one. That's one I haven't.
See, they're asking, is there still a course? We don't know. I'm sure someone will let us know.
I'm not sure about that one.
I think it's kind of cool that the high school has a course. It's kind of different. You haven't heard that?
I was delivering. I do FedEx during the day. I was delivering behind a school, and I'm driving through the neighborhoods, and I see and I can't remember what middle school it was. They had baskets up, and I'm like, man, they're reaching areas. I know Dynamic Discs in the area, they were very popular reaching out to schools and providing baskets and stuff to try and grow the sport.
Well, the text line was asking me, are the Bengals dumb? I got a response for that next.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, 96.5 The Fan, Jay Binkley, Jacob Mustard. Had a technical difficulty there. Some of the commercials you could not hear. We'll try to figure out what happened there. But you're probably watching the NCAA tournament at this point. Marquette now 63, losing 72-63 over New Mexico. New Mexico's beating them. By the way, those 10-7 matchups, the 10 seed beating the 7 seed is actually 39% since they've expanded it in 85 that happens. I mentioned the 35%, the 12-5 matchup. Well, 7-10 is like 39, almost 40% on those. Arizona now 75-53. In the second, UConn and Oklahoma just started. 4-0 UConn at this point. Game just started. Can't wait for the weekend. Wish Missouri and Kansas still playing. It was fun. It's always fun to watch the local teams. Although Drake, 6 players in that roster from the metro area. Ben McCollum, the coach, that'll probably be at Iowa next year. Yeah. Northwest Missouri State. Again, guy won 4 times. Division II. I don't care where you win. Are you winning? You know, for years, you know, Kansas in football, they won the hot name going. Les Miles, Charlie Weiss, you won all these guys. But it's a guy like Lance Leipold that gets you guys to believe again because he won 6 national titles at D3 level. Okay, so what? It's still winning, right? When he did, Chris Kleiman won 4 national titles at North Dakota State. Sometimes getting some sizzle instead of not getting the steak is what people want. They want that hot name, the hot name to come in. But I'll take a guy that's won every single time. And, you know, we get enamored by if you played the game or not, we'll hire you as a head coach. And you see that's the direction a lot of things are going. It's because, you know, people want that hot name. Someone on the text line asked me the Bengals. They said, how stupid are they? I don't know if I would say the Bengals. I don't know. It's really weird to say they're keeping that core together, which when you think of that core, when you think of the Bengals, I think of Burrow, Chase, well, really Burrow and Chase, that's who they should have drafted when it came down to it. There was a lot of talk that Penei Sewell should have gone to the Bengals, but ended up going Ja'Marr Chase. Even though they needed offensive line help, I think that was smart because it gave teams something to worry about, because that team, those guys worked together well at LSU, won a Biletnikoff Award with Burrow back at LSU, so it was going to be fine. Now T. Higgins back in the mix, but you have money to pay everybody else. You still got a block for him. You know, they still got to run. They get their third down back. They got P. Ryan back with the Bengals. I thought Samaje did a decent job in Kansas City, but they still don't have a defense. You got Trey Hendrickson, who wanted out a couple years ago. Not sure what he's wanting to do, and now they're getting permission to seek a trade. That's a guy you need to keep. That's a guy, to me, that's more important to your team than T. Higgins, is Trey Hendrickson. You got to be able to stop somebody. I mean, the Bengals are a good team. We want to think, okay, when the Bengals went to the Super Bowl, you think, all right, this team's now a threat. And then all of a sudden, just they're not a threat anymore. That's the thing with these teams. Like, you got to sustain success. The Bills have been able to sustain it because of Josh Allen, but not a ton of success because they're not getting to the Super Bowl. That's the end-all, be-all of where you want to be. You know, Lamar Jackson racks up MVPs, but not going to the Super Bowl. You know, Mahomes, he does both. Wins MVPs and goes to the Super Bowl. You know, who's that next guy going to be in the AFC? It's loaded. I mean, Justin Herbert, everybody's riding high on him still. Like, to this day, he can do no wrong except winning the postseason. And now he's got Harbaugh, former NFL quarterback, as a head coach. Things going to be different? I don't know. You mean you look in the division? This division's got great head coaches now. They had three teams in the division make the playoffs last year. That was crazy. That doesn't happen. That's why the Chiefs winning 9 in a row is more impressive, because these other teams were in the playoffs too. The Broncos, they looked good at times. Chargers make the playoffs. The Raiders are the Raiders, but Pete Carroll's different because Pete Carroll brings legitimacy. He's done at the college level. He's done at the pro level. He's won a Super Bowl. He's been another one. Should have won that one, but he decided not to run Marshawn Lynch and throw the football at the goal line. The Patriots get a ring, and, you know, Brady was able to add to his legacy with a mistake by Pete Carroll. But you've got Super Bowl champion coaches here, except for Harbaugh, who's won a national title. He's been in the Super Bowl, hadn't won it, but he has won a national title. So you think about, you know, a ring. There's rings everywhere. Reed, Peyton's won in New Orleans. Harbaugh's won in college. And now you got Pete Carroll that obviously has won in college and pro. The coaches in this division, good. Quarterback play, you know, Bo Nix, he's okay. Raiders still don't exactly know what the Raiders are going to do. I don't think they know what they're going to do exactly. And that's a real problem, is getting the quarterbacks. You paid Max Crosby, you've done all this. Do you really have the guy to throw the football that you can rely on? That's a big one. And the Chargers, I don't know, man. Every year people predict them to do things. I can't necessarily say right now that the Broncos aren't the second best team in this division. I mean, it's Kansas City, clearly one. Broncos two. Chargers three. Raiders four. I mean, Chargers didn't really address that wide receiver problem they had. So I don't know who's better. But, yeah, Cincinnati paying just a handful of guys. You can't listen to your quarterback make all your decisions on who to pay, because that could be dangerous. That could be dangerous when you have your quarterback telling you who the organization should pay and who they shouldn't. Now, he's wanted Higgins back. He wanted Chase back. He wants Trey Hendrickson back. Hendrickson should have been a focal point, because getting to the quarterback is extremely important. Hendrickson's a guy that can get back there, disrupt things, cause fumbles, do a lot of different damage. Like, that's a direction the Bengals needed to get better at, is defense. That ought to be a priority. That draft should be loaded with linemen and or defense this year for Cincinnati. But I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to put them on the first tier until they can prove something. Burrow was awesome last year, but again, didn't make the playoffs. Big deal. You know, Buffalo has been Buffalo. They weren't enamoring you with their skills on offense, but it was Josh Allen doing the work. I think it's the same cast of characters. I think it's Kansas City. I think it's Baltimore. And I think it's Buffalo. And I think Cincinnati's one of those teams. Let's see what they can do. And clearly on the other tier there, the Broncos, Chargers, teams like that. The Dolphins, no more, man. The Dolphins were just climbing, making the postseason. They've taken a step back. The Patriots with Vrabel, I think, will be better. I think that team will be going places. I think they have their quarterback now in place. And Mike Vrabel was an outstanding hire. That guy knows how to win. That was a great hire by them. They're not ready for primetime yet. Don't think it's at the point now where they're ready. But, man, this NFL window closes quickly, and you got to strike before you do, before it does. And Buffalo, when they reworked Josh Allen, didn't need to, but they did. These teams with quarterbacks, you would like to think they're not going anywhere. But look at Frisco. They had that window wide open, making those Super Bowls, losing to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, but they weren't able to ever cash in. Pushing all in, they weren't able to, you know, cash in on the whole thing. So, got to make sure you do it. But, yeah, the NFC, I thought Philadelphia was the best team throughout the season. I know everybody was talking about Detroit, and I said, man, this Philadelphia team is loaded, man. This defense is ridiculous. The skill position players they have are absolutely ridiculous. Everybody was riding high on Detroit and the Rams, the up-and-coming team in the NFC. I think it still goes through Philadelphia in the NFC at this point. But the bottom line is, coming up next, the broadcast world, including here and Chiefs Radio Network, lost some very, very important. And Bob Davis, the legendary broadcaster, passed away as well. Talk about those guys next. Welcome back, After Hours. Jay Binkley, Jacob Mustard producing the operation. The Royals made a deal. Not a huge move, but the Royals reportedly acquire infielder-outfielder Mark Canha from the Brewers for a player to be named later or cash considerations per Aaron Rodgers of the Kansas City Royals. Last year, well, Mark's 35 years old. He can play outfield, can play as a utility guy. The Royals just basically went out and grabbed, so got a home run this spring, but lifetime, you're looking at a guy that's hit 120 career home runs. He'll be playing a lot of different places for the Royals. Played in this league for 10 years. So he's been around a while. Lifetime batting average, .249. Just another guy. But, you know, I like what the Royals do. I can't wait till Jack Haleon comes up this summer. Now that is going to be fun. I mentioned they lost a couple guys this week. And found out today Bob Davis passed away. You know, legendary broadcaster for Kansas and, of course, what he did with the Royals as well. A great man, nice man, very nice man. One of the nicest people in this industry you'll ever meet. And that's not easy to say about a lot of different people in this industry, but he's one of the classic dudes. And the other one, Dan Israel, the producer there for the Chiefs Radio Network. Been around for so long. Usually he would interview Andy Reid after the games and you name it. One of the great guys in this industry, just very nice, very helpful. He was a guy, it was great to get to know him ever since the Chiefs radio rights came over here to 96.5 The Fan, 610 Sports at that point, 106.5 The Wolf. But he was here a lot, and even some of the games, if he wasn't feeling good, would be around here as well. But Dan was just a class act, man. No matter where you were, you were his friend. He was nice to everybody, and he's a legend, man. He's a legend in this industry. And did a lot of great things with the Chiefs radio network as well. That stuff is flawless on the radio with Danan and Mitch and Kling in the job that they do. And Dan's a good man. Was able to work with them for the last couple of years, just doing a college football segment there on the pregame. And couldn't have been a nicer guy. Couldn't have been a nicer mentor. Just a nice guy. And I know that he meant a lot to the Chiefs organization. Meant a lot to me, meant a lot to anybody that met Dan Israel. He was just one of those great guys. And it's, and for at least he got to go down and see the last Super Bowl there in New Orleans. But he's been a big part of what the Chiefs do, especially radio wise on the weekends. And he'll be missed. And then, of course, the news of Bob Davis today, too. Couple legends, locally here saying goodbye. So that kind of, it kind of puts a damper on a way to start to the weekend. Updates now. Looks like Arizona now 30 up on Akron. 4-13 matchup. 41 seconds in the second. You're still waiting for that major upset. You got a bit of an upset when New Mexico beat Marquette 75-66. We're not seeing a ton of big upsets, man. We are just not seeing the ton of upsets. We've seen some 12-5 upsets. Big deal. 35% of 12s beat 5s. Not a huge deal. almost 40% of 10 beat sevens. It happens. I think we're waiting for that moment. I do think the best storyline, though, going right now is Drake. Drake's smart. They got a guy, Ben McCollum. I mean, he'll be on the next thing smoking, though. His DeVries went to West Virginia. They're losing all these good coaches because they're putting good teams together. But he wins four national titles at Northwest Missouri State. Takes four guys from Division II up to Division I. Keep in mind there's no FCS, so you're jumping that whole level. He's got six guys on his roster from the Kansas City area, which is insane. His best players from Liberty. Got a guy from Staley. I mean, he's the one from Plattsburgh. I mean, local kids doing some damage. I think that's a great story, especially around here. I think anywhere. You take a Division II coach that's had success, and boom, he has success in Division I. Don't be surprised about that. And he's from Iowa City, and Iowa needs a coach. So that makes a ton of sense for him to go to Iowa. And again, he was just doing legendary things at Northwest Missouri State. That was a football school. And he turned that around and won four national titles up in Maryville. And I don't know, man. You went to Northwest Missouri State. Is that a hotbed for recruiting talent? No? They have good pizza up there. I went to is Poly I still there?
I think so.
That's a good pizza place, man. Football, basketball, you name it, they're winning there. And you know what? It wasn't always like that in Maryville. It wasn't. I remember back in the day, it was tough for them to beat Pittsburgh State. They didn't do it, and they finally got over the hump.
Yeah, the football team struggled a little bit my senior year, but all in all, I mean, three out of my 4 years there were great success. A lot of wins for Maryville.
Oh, Churchman,
and even
Doral,
the high school. The high school level, they made a deep run in the playoffs a couple years. I did the radio down there for them, and both basketball and football, they had a really good team.
Kramer played up there. I don't know if you know that. He played baseball up there. The Kramer that works here. He played baseball up there in Maryville. College baseball is actually fun to go to, too. By the way, we're talking about, like, inexpensive things to go do in sports to have fun. Go watch one of the local baseball teams. You know, go and watch KU or K-State or Mizzou. Go down and watch a weekend series or something. You can have a ton of fun going out and watching some college ball. It's actually quite a bit of fun. I remember when the Kauffman Stadium held, like, a little – it was just a game between Wichita State against Missouri. And that was fun, but it was weird, too, because the fountains weren't on. Like, being in that stadium and not hearing the ambience of the weather or the water just kind of trickling down, not hearing the waterfalls or anything, it was really weird, man. It was just a weird deal how important those fountains are. But they didn't have them. But definitely run out and play some disc golf like my man here is. I've got all weekend plans going out and playing that. Nice and free and fun. You probably have a group to go with.
Yeah, actually, my dad still plays.
Dang, so. Dad plays. That's perfect father-son thing.
Oh, yeah. He turns 57 this year. He's out. He has fused ankles, and that should show you. I know I mentioned a story to you about a 72-year-old lady I met in Florida playing during a league, and it's for all ages. Everybody can get out and play, and it's a fun time.
Yeah, I'm all for that. I'm all for the bar games, all for the darts, all for the bowling. It's, you name it. You can have fun, man. You can have fun. Go curling. There's places to do curling. You remember that sport where you roll the big stone there and you take the brooms and sweep it? I don't know how much fun it is, but it's kind of like shuffleboard. Just a bigger version of that to go play. I used to be really big into the video games, sports video games and stuff. Not as much anymore. When Kramer and I were doing that whole series with the Royals during COVID, that's a lot of video games, man. I was almost video gamed out at that point. I'd played them so much. We got the NFL draft coming up April 24th in Green Bay. We've got a lot of draft specials on that. Don't forget, we put out Character Concerns each and every Monday, Kristen Osero and I, where we take a look at the draft specifically with Kansas City, with the needs they've addressed in free agency, what needs they need to go out and get draft. We do the mock draft roundup. We let you know who they think's being drafted. Which, be careful with those things, because I think a lot of times different analysts look at who's picking who, and that's the picks that they make. So they can look smart. But regardless, have fun this weekend. Enjoy the tournament games this weekend. March Madness is a lot of fun, so have fun doing that. Have fun going out and playing some disc golf, Jacob.
I will.
Shout out to Oak Park men's basketball team winning the state title, as we're a couple Northmen. Anyway, have fun, everybody. Good night.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.